Jill, y'all live on a real talk show. We in here, it's Friday. About to bail out this bitch in a minute. But, you know, I still gotta come in and talk a little shit for my listeners, though. Back on that Young Thug shit. The latest up to date, I should say the message that he's sending his fans is. They claim that he's facing up to 25 years, quote unquote, from Young Thug's mouth himself stated, if he were to receive that 25-year sentence, that he will get breast implants so that he can be housed with the women. Absurd? I'ma leave that for y'all to, determine. Me? Hell yes. It's goofy. It's just outrageous. Some just outrageous rhetoric. I think he just stating right now to, keep people staying on what's going on right now down in Atlanta. Again, if y'all haven't heard or been informed that Young Thug, aka Jeffrey Williams, and Gunna were both charged and indicted with the RICO charges. So we're gonna try to stay up to date about that. I'm gonna come back after this commercial break. Stay tuned. But yeah, I got my boy Zay tuned in today. What's your thoughts on this RICO Atlanta absurd mess that's going on right now?
Man, all right. I'm just gonna say it like this. My brother, he know him personally. You know what I mean? I'm an Atlanta native. I might be in the Rock right now, but you know what I'm saying? That's actually where I claim it's my hometown. There's a lot of, craziness to go out there. I know people know about it. But Jeffrey, whatever y'all want to call him, Thugger, whatever, he been about, that street life. But to be as stupid as he is, to still be interconnected while he is, as famous as he is a ridiculous thing. I mean, the statements he making about putting breast on and stuff, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. But I'm going to let you know right now, he been a silly dude. You know what I mean? I'm saying silly.
Right.
I ain't coming at nobody's way of life. This silly is one of the definite characteristics of the man. That's from my brother that, personally went to high school with the kid. You know what I mean? And then dated on his sister, which, I mean, I don't know if
so you actually dated?
No, my brother dated.
Oh, okay.
My brother dated on his sister. You know what I mean? So,
so has he always been this, I don't want to say, gay or... Is it just some type of facade he tries to put on?
He has a baby mama, he has kids, but I mean, as we all know, that don't mean nothing these days either. You know what I mean? As that can be referred to as what people say as a beard, a protective layer for him in his way of life.
Exactly.
I personally don't know him, so I can't tell you, how far he goes either way. But I mean, from what y'all see, everybody can look at it and see the guy obviously got some quality to him that you would, correlate with that way of life, being homosexual or transitioning, if you want to talk about putting breasts on.
So do you just feel it's a stunt that he just trying to put out there for any female inmates that's currently incarcerated that he feel he may be locked up with, or do you just feel it's just a bunch of nonsense that he talking? One moment, we'll be right back with y'all. Take this call. Yeah, we back with it. I'm going to stay in tune with y'all. I'm going to get back at y'all after I get off work. But until then, stay tuned, stay in tap, and keep it real. This the Flock Show. I'm out.